I'm going to be talking about some of the ways in which we can use educational psychology research better in education, in the world of education, and educating young people.
And so specifically, what does that mean?
Okay, well, one of the things I've been focusing on is the importance of GCSEs. So why young people need to understand the importance of doing well in their GCSEs, what they can lead to, and if they don't get their GCSEs, what the options available to them are. You know, as soon as students get into year 10, so this is the penultimate year of students in secondary education, so they're starting studying for their GCSEs, teachers are telling students, and rightly so, that these are possibly some of the most important years of their life, because GCSEs are going to help shape their future. If they want to go to college, they're going to need to get certain grades, and it can help enter the labour market. So they're getting a really important message there. And what I'm really interested in trying to find out is what impact, if any, these are actually having on the young people.
Do you think it's putting a bit too much pressure on young people? Because at that age, they're 14, aren't they?
I don't know whether it's putting them under too much pressure, but it certainly is putting them under some pressure. And maybe it's a pressure which they have to be put under, because essentially the message that they're getting from the teachers is right, and it's one they need to hear. But that's not to say that some young people don't react badly to this message.
Would you say that nowadays this period in your school life is almost more crucial than it used to be?
I think that's most definitely the case. Now that school performance is being judged on the basis of students getting their GCSEs, and schools are put into league tables, and now we've got the advent of teacher-related pay on the basis of their students getting these grades, schools are under an awful lot of pressure, and teachers are under an awful lot of pressure to get particular proportion of students through their GCSEs. And that's more so now than it used to be.
How do you stop a 14-year-old taking that in a negative way?
So I think what you're asking is, where do you apply the carrot and where do you apply the stick?
Yeah.
It's all about understanding the individual student. Students aren't going to respond to these messages in the same way. Some are going to find them challenging, some are going to find them threatening, and some students are just not going to listen to them at all. So it's really about getting inside the head of that student and using your understanding of what makes that student tick to really think about what is going to be the right message for that student.
Do you think teachers are going to be open to this as an idea, or do you think they're just going to see it as more work for them?
No, it's not work. It's just about thinking in a slightly different way about what you already do. Teachers I've talked about this topic of research too have been very interested in it, and you know, it's made them think and reflect, what messages am I putting out in my classroom and how are the students actually responding to it?
Because actually the thing that makes sense is to sort of pick out every student and find the best way of encouraging them to work that works for them. So then that works for the student and the teacher.
Yes, that's absolutely right, yes.